All right. I can have everyone's attention. We're going to keep moving here this afternoon in advance of tonight's Quaker State 400. And we're in for a little bit of a special treat right now. We've been joined by, joining us is a big fan of our sport, which we appreciate, with a new album titled All of It, which releases later this summer on August 17th, Warner Brothers Platinum recording artist Cole Swindell. And Cole, thank you for joining us today. We know that you had a concert last night and was making your way back to Nashville, so you made a pit stop here in Kentucky. So thanks for joining us here at Kentucky Speedway. Is this your first trip here?
This is my first. We've been to several races over the past couple of years, but this is our first trip to Kentucky Speedway. And coming back from a concert last night, we had a random Saturday night off, and, you know, the boys are racing on Saturday night, so anytime I'm anywhere close like this and we can make it, I'm a huge fan and just glad to be here with y'all tonight.
Well, we know that you are friends with a couple of our drivers that will be displaying their talents this evening. Obviously, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Clint Bowyer, Martin Truex, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. kind of come to mind. But do you have any special stories or things that you can maybe share with us here in the media center about them?
You know, I think we've got stories on all of them. They're, you know, just a lot of great guys, and I know more than just them, but they do come to mind. I'm kind of closer with them. But I remember, you know, the first time I had an interaction with Dale Jr., I have a song that I wrote about losing my father a couple of years ago called You Should Be Here. And I remember him reaching out, just saying that song meant something to him. And me being a sport, that's why I started watching NASCAR with my brothers, with his dad and, you know, Dale Sr., and to, you know, just be able to relate to people through music. And I'm a big fan of the sport. I cannot do what they do. I wouldn't want to, but I've had a chance to ride with Blaney and just to be around them. They're just normal guys, just like anybody else, but they're great people and do so much for, you know, off the track as well. And I, you know, those guys are good buddies, and I'm pulling for all of them tonight.
And I know we talked about you have a new album coming out later this summer. Talk a little bit about that. What kind of goes, maybe for us that may not know as much about the music industry, what kind of goes into that process?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of writing songs. I'm a songwriter, so I wrote, about half of the album, and then got to pick songs that I wish I would have written for it. But this is my third studio album, and when I moved to Nashville over 10 years ago, I wanted to write songs and just hoped I'd maybe get a record deal. But yeah, getting to make one album is special, but this is my third, and I think it's my best one yet. And like I said, music is what I love, just like everybody around here. This is what they love, and it's cool for me to be where I am and just get to see the level of where everybody here is. And that's, you know, we got a Saturday night off. There's nowhere else I'd rather spend it than right here in Kentucky.
All right. We do have time for a question or two for Cole before he has to move on. We'll start here up front, please.
What's up, man?
Just real quickly, we know that you're on the road. It's a grueling road trip for you, and a lot of people don't realize that sometimes you're on the road today and you're off. When you're doing songs, how many of those songs, including some of the ones that are going to be on this new album coming up, do you road test in just a car just to get the vibe? Because that's what it is right now, summer and road trips.
Absolutely. We just, I always listen to music in my truck, you know, no matter where I'm going. And I think we just put out a new song yesterday, and it's a wide open, up-tempo song. And I texted a couple of the drivers and told them, you know, had a new song coming, and that you ought to crank this one up in the car when you're riding around, because that, to me, I mean, that's, some songs are, you know, serve a purpose, the lyrics, but some of them are just the tempo and just make you want to roll your windows down and drive fast. And I think that new song is fitting for this sport.
All right. I know we have another question over in the corner. There we go. Thank you.
Cole, I know you mentioned that Dale Jr. reached out to you about that song, and I know any of us that know that song probably have the same feeling that Dale does. How many people have you heard from with stories like that, and does it amaze you when your songs touch people like that?
I mean, it's by far the coolest thing about my job. And, you know, I wish I'd have never had to write that song or write a song about losing someone, but I think no matter what sport you're in, what your profession is, we can all relate to that, and I think that's what music can do. And it's every night, you know, that song will always probably be, I always say, if that's the most special thing I've ever written or most special thing I've ever been a part of, I'm cool with that, because I know my dad would have been cool, you know, leaving a little early just for me to write a song that has helped so many people. And that's, that's what I feel about these drivers in this sport. It's just a bunch of, you know, people that are helping other people, just the way people were raised. And that's, you know, I was raised watching this sport. So to be able to have music that relates to not only country music fans, but NASCAR drivers and just everybody. I mean, that's why I moved to Nashville, and just to have a couple of guys that are, you know, that can relate to it out here and just all over the place. It's a special feeling.
Okay, I believe we're going to take a question from the press box.
Of all the places that you've traveled visiting the NASCAR circuit, is there a racetrack that you haven't been to yet and you want to, and why?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We were just talking about this. This is going to sound bad, but I haven't been to Daytona yet, and, you know, that's one that I certainly want to visit. But, you know, this is I don't know exactly how many tracks. This is my first time here, so this is another one off the list for me. And me and my guys on the bus, we want to hit all the tracks. So hopefully we're going to get to all of them, but, you know, I look forward to seeing y'all at, you know, some more tracks, and y'all got to come to a show anytime, so you're welcome anytime with us, too.
You keep it up too much, we're going to have to get you a hard card. Way too much accent.
I know. I feel like going to the driver's meetings, they're going to be like, is this guy working for a team now? He's here every, you know, I've been to several races, but like I said, I hope they know how much I appreciate what they do, and just it's a part of my growing up and just still being able to be around it. If you'd have told me as a kid I'd be doing this or being in driver's meetings and hanging with those guys, I would have never believed that. So I'm just honored to be here with all of you.
Well, we appreciate your support of the sport, and I know many people in the industry that return that favor in supporting your music. So, Cole, thanks for dropping by, and we wish you the best of luck the rest of the summer. And for those that will be joining us in Indy later this summer, Cole will be joining Florida-Georgia line at Indianapolis Motor Speedway around the kickoff to the playoffs. So we look forward to seeing you again there.
Awesome. Well, thank y'all for having me. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.